What's up, apes? Welcome back to the 5 Minute Peel. Today, we are going to be talking about Spotify. All right, let's try to keep this one to actually under 5 minutes. So listen up, stay tuned for our rating at the very end and what you should be thinking about going forward. But let's go ahead and dive into the company's latest quarterly numbers. As we all know, because we're very wise apes watching this video here, Spotify reported earnings earlier this week on Tuesday. The company absolutely popped off as a result of the numbers dropping, and it is falling off a cliff here just one day following that reaction. So it's kind of normalized out, basically didn't move at all following the earnings report, but let's go ahead and talk about why. First and foremost, investors can't really be too mad that it's falling today because the stock price has been killing it over the past year, up over 130% to a valuation of over $60 billion. At the same time, we saw revenue grow about 20% for the period, or about 19.5% more accurately. We're also seeing margins improve very well at the same time. So this is very constructive of that development into a more mature company. And don't come at me about this FCF margin or declining revenue as well. This is a very seasonal company. Q4 tends to be the top performer for Spotify. Good holiday gift is to give somebody a subscription or some bullshit. I would know, never received a gift. But either way, what we don't like to see is R&D to sales on the decline. We know Spotify was in cost-cutting mode, but either way, that's not where we want to see the cuts come from. What we're seeing kind of holistically here, at least on the income statement and cash flow side, is that Spotify is turning up the volume on moving into that more mature stage of its life cycle. So very similarly to Netflix, like we talked about last week, the company is moving from growth into maturity. And so that's something we like to see, but it means there's a lot of questions for investors when a company hits this kind of an inflection point. Now, the good thing is that the balance sheet is remaining healthy, solvency, liquidity are all good. MAU growth remains decently strong, but we're starting to see a bit of a decline in premium sub growth, especially compared to that of advertisers. And so, or not advertisers, but users who don't pay for Spotify and somehow are able to sit through those god-awful advertisements on the platform. I don't know how you guys do it, but either way, what we want to see is premium subs growing faster because the unit economics are obviously going to be a hell of a lot better for premium subs. But Spotify is also introducing a third tier later on this year. So the game is going to be changed going forward. And we'll be talking about exactly how you should be thinking about that in just a quick minute. But for now, just know that the weighted ARPU does continue to improve. Not as fast as we might like, but it's still moved in the right direction. Okay, so earnings report. First quarter, the company knocked it out of the park. They beat on both earnings and sales. They actually did miss on MAUs, but still, this 239 million number was slightly above what was expected for premium subs. So that's really where the company got its gains on Tuesday from. Improving fundamentals, slowing growth in users. That's kind of the story of moving into a more mature stage. So the company is now prioritizing monetization over growth. Okay, so what do they say they expect for Q2? Well, first and foremost, they're going to add about 16 million users, implying about 2.6% growth. The good thing, or the important thing here, is that they expect gross margins to further improve to 28.1%, improving about 1.8% compared to this last quarter. Love to see that. Perfect sign of a maturing company that's doing it in the correct way. And another good thing that shows the company is kind of maturing, rationalizing costs, is that Value Act has been quiet. So this is the activist investor that owns about 0.5% of Spotify's total float as of spring of 2023. They came out here and were the ones that coined that term that Spotify needs to rationalize its cost structure. They've been very quiet over the past two quarters. So it's our view that because they've been quiet, they're pretty happy with the progress so far. If they weren't, they'd be somebody like Nelson Peltz fucking yapping on CNBC every day about whatever nonsense he needs to entertain himself. But either way, clearly they're happy with the direction that the cost profile is moving. Now, we can start to understand why they're pretty happy with it looking at this chart, because we can see that net income has been positive for quite a few quarters in a row, and we're still seeing strong revenue growth. Again, keep in mind, the fourth quarter is typically going to be that most strong portion of the year. We can break down the margins a little bit more here and see that the total gross margin of 27.6% is largely driven by this premium gross margin. Premium makes up the vast majority of the company's revenue as well, so that's why you're seeing an average of about 27.6%, despite the fact that ad-supported gross margin is only about 6.5%. So that's why it's much more important to see growth in the premium subs than in the ad subs. But like I said, they are going to be introducing a third tier, and that's going to throw all of this into question. Now, the real big, broad question of this entire report and Spotify as an investment thesis is their new monetization strategy going to be effective enough to replace the strong growth that they've lived off of? They've really thrived off of just growing users in the past. Now they're trying to milk those users for even more money. Let's see how it might work out. Well, like I said, premium subs grew about 13.81%. Ad subs absolutely outperformed that at 22.4%. So that's solid growth, but it is threatening to margins at the same time. Premium subs also fell from a percentage of close to 41% of total MAUs to under 39% in Q1. Yes, it's a small change, but still it's not moving in the right direction. So investors got to be paying attention to small changes that are not moving in the direction that they would want, because this is how they kind of spiral out of control. Still, however, we can't be too upset quite yet, because the company dominates the global streaming market, nearly 32% of the entire thing, whereas Apple Music is second place at 13.7%. Then you get into like Tidal, Amazon Music, all that other bullshit at about 13.5% as well. But an interesting chart from the company's earnings report was this little table that they presented. So they're showing us premium revenue and the ARPU that comes with that. Relatively healthy. We saw a downtick in 2023. Who's surprised? But in 2024, we are coming back to life. So, of course, that's a relatively constructive sign. You might think that they're showing the same things right here, but no, this blue line is ad-supported revenue as a percentage of total revenue. Why would they change it like that unless they didn't want you to see what that ARPU was for advertisers? Well, of course, we did the work. We went ahead and checked things out. So this is really what the percentages are looking like. Ads are completely taking over, which again is not a great sign, because these are not as effectively monetized in terms of a gross margin profile as premium subs. Now, that's pretty obvious, but this is definitely not a trend that we like to see, even despite the fact that ARPU broadly is still increasing. So it's increasing at a relatively healthy rate, but as we can see here, this dark blue line is slightly flatter than this light blue line, and that's the scary part, is that if we're getting all of our ARPU growth from ads, that means our margins are getting contracted. So that's not exactly something that we want to see, but check out this new subscription tier. So coming later in 2024, they expect this to be a key driver of unit economics, because essentially, what Spotify is going to be offering is its premium tier without access to audiobooks at a lower price than what the premium tier is going to cost towards the end of this year. Replay the video if you didn't understand that, because I promise you it made sense. But effectively, what they're going to be doing is kind of creating these different tiered structures with different access to certain resources. Hopefully, they already view the ad-supported tier as basically like an intro into the premium channel. So we would expect kind of a similar thing, and maybe just a bit of a longer pipeline up to that level, which again could be very threatening to margins. But at the same time, investors can't be too mad, because look at what happened to free cash flow. The last two quarters were easily the most ever, kind of like doubling over each other, nearly $400 million in free cash flow in the last quarter. So obviously we're very happy to see that. EBITDA sales. Now, at the same time, we have largely seen its share price expand because of multiple expansion, and that's obviously not going to be a great driver of things, but you know, it could be a lot worse with interest rates coming up or potentially getting cut towards the latter half of this year. That could be beneficial, but when you're a maturing company, you typically can't rely on multiple expansion for share price growth. So they're banking on fundamentals here. We'll see if it can actually work out. Let's go ahead and summarize our thoughts here. So MAU and premium sub growth does remain strong, so we're not entirely concerned, but we are going to be concerned over the margin profile. Keep in mind that what we've been talking about is only a year-long trend, so it's relatively recent, small sample size. We might be getting a little bit too concerned on this, but again, this is what investors are going to want to pay attention to. This new tier of subs and continued vertical integration as well. That should be improving on margins. We know Spotify is very acquisitive with things like Anchor and a lot of the other music and podcast production shit, so that creators can just do all their shit right within Spotify. I don't think Taylor Swift is going to be recording on her iPhone to then upload to Spotify, but still, it's moving in that direction where they own more of the process, and that's obviously going to be helpful for margins. Now, like we said, our focus going forward is going to be on operating net and free cash flow margins, and like we saw above, the company is improving on all of those, not only in recent years and quarters, but pretty much for its entire history. Okay, so that's very constructive as well. Again, just a little bit concerned about these about that subscriber mix, and we're also concerned about this multiple expansion, because although we feel that it has been deserved, given that they lead the audio market, they're profitable, and they kind of dominate the entire segment of audio, which is very impressive in itself. As a maturing company, you can't rely on multiple expansion for share price growth. I mean, that's basic stuff that they'll teach you in Finance 101, and it's very hard to compare this company to its competitors. So that's because although they're relatively overvalued compared to the market, typically what you want to do is compare the valuations against peers. Now, Spotify's competitors are owned by these companies, and Apple, Amazon, and Tencent. And I'm pretty sure every single one of these is over $1 trillion, or Tencent might not be. Apple and Amazon absolutely are. Tencent's probably more like $500 to $800 billion, but still completely incomparable to $60 billion Spotify. What we're going to be watching for going forward is that we are currently at an inflection point. We have a lot of questions, so we are going to be listening closely to a lot of the press releases, other calls that the company is going to be having with shareholders over the next couple of months, and especially we're going to be watching for any news around ARPU. So it's that total mix, right? Like, we want premium subscribers to be growing faster than ad subscribers, especially given that ads are kind of a funnel into premium. It's probably not going to happen, but we want to see them at least keeping pace and not trending lower, like we saw in that graph that kind of looks a little bit like this, like an opening alligator's mouth or some shit like that. We do expect subscriber growth to slow, but again, the focus is on monetization. And this company does have a lot of potential in artificial intelligence. There's a bunch of shit that they could do in terms of vertical integration and in terms of enhancing a user experience. So things like AI-generated playlists, which have already been launched in the UK and Australia. They've talked about doing mood playlists where you can essentially type in like sad and it'll give you a bunch of, I don't even know, fucking Zach Bryan, maybe like a bunch of fucking sad music. I love Zach Bryan, by the way, but still, it makes you kind of cry sometimes. Either way, they could also do things like improve royalty management, being more attractive to artists. And then the other thing to note is that this certainly is not limited to Spotify. So their competitors right here are absolute leaders in the AI space. Once again, Apple, Amazon, and Tencent. So all the stuff that Spotify could do, these companies could do as well. So although there's a lot of potential there, we're not necessarily banking on artificial intelligence as a way to outperform, because just to be quite honest, Spotify's competitors do a lot better with AI technologies. So taken together, what do we recommend here? Well, I should let you guys know at the same time, this is the first stock that we're reporting that I actually hold. Do hold shares of Spotify. It's one of my all-time best performers. And at this point, I am not looking to sell shares, so that's why I'm giving it 4 out of 5 bananas. Trust the process. I think Daniel Ek is an absolutely phenomenal CEO, and I think he's aware of all these issues that we've highlighted around the mix of users and what that is going to mean to gross margins going forward. So we're trusting in the process. We think if anybody can do it, it's going to be Spotify. Again, they absolutely own the audio market, still the dominant player globally. We expect that to continue going forward, even with higher prices as they learn to more effectively monetize. Guys, this is not financial advice. Do not listen to me. Do not make investments based on the things that I say. I work for a company whose dislikes are literal monkey shit. If you listen to our advice, you are an idiot. I'm just going to let you know, plain and simple. But I hope this helped out. Hope, this might have changed your mind about what's going on with Spotify. Let us know what companies you want to see next. We got Meta Platforms reporting later today, so expect that video tomorrow. Talk to you guys later. Happy investing. Happy trading. Bye now.